From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Early voting for the state's two runoff elections runs through this week. Today, the Atlanta Press Club held the debate for candidates running for Secretary of State. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, only one candidate was there.
Republican Brad Raffensperger did not attend the debate, citing scheduling conflicts. So Democrat John Barrow debated an empty podium about the future of Georgia's voting system. The winner will be tasked with replacing aging computers and working with counties to ensure local officials are following the law and operating smoothly. Barrow said the state needs to do a better job keeping an eye on them.
And that authority ought to be invoked in order to provide an answer to the 159 different jurisdictions that are going it their own way because they're not getting any guidance from the state anymore.
The two candidates are vying to replace Governor-elect Brian Kemp, whose term as Secretary of State saw controversy over strict voter registration laws and the aging machines. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Two candidates vying to regulate Georgia's utilities will be in a runoff election December 4th. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on today's debate for Public Service Commission District 3.
Citing a study from Wallet Hub, Democrat Lindy Miller repeatedly said Georgia's total utility costs are too high.
We have the third highest bills in the country.
That study looked at the average monthly cost of electricity, natural gas, and motor fuel in Georgia. But incumbent Republican Chuck Eaton says things in the study the PSC can control, like electricity rates, have stayed low throughout his terms.
We live in a very hot and humid climate. I can't control the fact that people like to use their air conditioners, and I wouldn't propose to do that.
The two also discuss solar power and the over-budget behind-schedule nuclear power construction near Augusta. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Two voting rights groups filed a federal lawsuit today pushing for election reform in Georgia. GPB's Ross Terrell explains.
The lawsuit, filed by Fair Fight Action and Care in Action, names the Georgia Secretary of State's office and state election board. It alleges the state used outdated voting machines, poll workers lacked proper training, and voters were unconstitutionally purged, among other things. Lauren Growargo served as Stacey Abrams' campaign manager and now leads Fair Fight Action. She says Abrams' loss to Governor-elect Brian Kemp isn't the reason they're filing the suit.
No matter what transpired on election night, the chaos of election day, the chaos of early vote, and I would say that as you all review this and look at the widespread irregularities, the widespread problems of the system, this suit needed to be brought.
Growargo says they've heard from about 40,000 people who had trouble voting in November's election. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia's congressional delegation is asking for federal funding to help farmers recover from Hurricane Michael before the December 7th government funding deadline. State legislators approved almost $500 million in hurricane relief during a special session earlier this month. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.